Our number is 1850 715 900. You can email mooney@rte.ie or text 51551. Don't forget to visit our website www.rte.ie/mooney. Now, Ireland has been subjected to deluges of biblical proportions this year. Apart from the snowfalls last January, the flooding across the country in October was something to behold. But despite all of this, water scarcity and good water management are seriously pertinent issues here. Now, whatever about Ireland, water scarcity across the globe is going to be one of the great challenges of the 21st century. In fact, some predict that water will be the next oil. Bearing all this in mind, any suggestions or ideas that help conserve water deserve a massive welcome. So we were thrilled to read recently about an incredible new invention that will help conserve water in a most ingenious way. It is an ultrasonic nozzle that can be attached to your tap, and this gives a massive boost to the cleaning power of the water that comes out of your tap. Now, there's no point in me trying to explain any further, especially since I have one of the inventors on the line from his home right now. His name is Professor Tim Layton of the University of Southampton. Tim, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, tell me about your invention.
Well, it looks like a small black cone, maybe like an ice cream cone, that you can put on the end of your kitchen tap or hose pipe. And the water that comes out of it is just a steady, ordinary tap, sort of kitchen tap sort of stream of water.
Yeah.
And but it cleans extraordinarily well. Cold water with very little additives, it cleans extremely well. And we've been working on this, myself and my colleague, Dr. Peter Birkin, for about 15 years. And eventually we built prototypes, and the Royal Society Brian Mercer Fund has given us now enough money to commercialise this and take it out to industry for various uses.
Yes, you got £250,000, I understand.
That's right, which is very useful because we had, for the last few years, we've been managing a bit hand-to-mouth, paying our researcher Doug Offin and paying for equipment and consumables with a little bit of money coming in here and there. But now this gives us enough money to really buy proper equipment It also has given us a lot of credibility. So we've already been talking to a dozen or so industries who are very keen to take this technology and incorporate it into their products.
So we waste so much water on a daily basis, power and additives when we're cleaning things. And your invention radically reduces this excess. Can you describe exactly how it works?
Okay, so if you're sitting in your kitchen and you've got some things to clean, it might be some lettuce, some green sprouts, maybe your hands, maybe some kitchenware that you want to clean, mm-hmm. and somebody comes in with a power washer and says, "Well, I'll blast all these." Then your reaction to them is no, thank you, because the power washer will shoot out a great deal of water. It takes a lot of electricity to run that pump. It'll add a lot to your water bills, and there'll be enormous amount of spray and mess about your kitchen, mm-hmm. Which is particularly is nasty in a kitchen. But if you imagine someone was doing it when they were cleaning an oil rig or a sewage line, then you really don't want spray going around. So we thought we'd put all that cleaning power into just the gentle nozzle, the gentle stream of water that comes out of a tap. This is the way it works. We have cold water going through the tap, so you don't have to use any energy to heat it up. And as this little stream of water comes out, inside this ice cream cone sort of nozzle, out comes generated little bubbles, microscopic ones, and they flow down the stream of water. And then we send ultrasound, which we've generated as well in this nozzle, down the stream of water so that the bubbles and the ultrasound hit the substance to be cleaned at the same time, and the bubbles start to shiver. They start to wobble and tremble, and you get a lot of shear forces in the liquid, a lot of rubbing in the liquid at the surface of the thing to be cleaned. It's a bit like a microscopic version of a river. If you imagine a river, as it goes round a bend, it's very good at taking soil and things off the riverbank and lifting them off. Now, you can't have a river to clean in the kitchen, but by putting these microscopic little bubbles into the liquid stream and making them wobble with ultrasound, we get the same kind of liquid circulation at the surface that we want to be cleaned, and that readily lifts off any soil or contaminant.
Tim, you say ultrasound.
Yes.
In other words, you're vibrating this thing at something like 20,000 cycles a second or higher. It seems an enormously high vibration to put in. It would seem so high that it wouldn't have much effect on particles, which wouldn't vibrate at anything that size. Why do you go so high?
Well, you're right. That high frequency won't have an effect on the particles directly, but they have a great effect on the bubbles, because the bubbles are like little bells or gongs inside the water. And they have a resonance frequency, a note that they react to, that is inversely proportional to their size. So a big bubble, if you imagine a scuba diver breathing out a big bubble, it makes out a blah, 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 low note. But a little bubble, blink, might make that note. And this is why brooks and streams in nature give you a babbling noise. Each little bubble that's generated sings one note, and the smaller the bubble is, the higher the note. Now, to get the cleaning we want, we need microscopic bubbles. And that means that the frequency of the note that resonates with them, that makes them very active, is proportionately very high. So you're absolutely right. We don't use the sound to affect the particles. We use the sound to affect the bubbles, and then the bubbles affect the particles.
So how does it feel like? You said you could wash your hands, you could wash lettuce. I mean, if you think of a brook coming around the corner, it actually gouges away the bank and carries off the soil. So you don't really want something that forceful hitting your hand or your lettuces.
That's absolutely right. We have two settings, two power settings, a high power and a low power. Now, the actual volume of water, the stream of water that comes out, is the same in both. The water pressure, the flow is the same. It's about a litre a minute, the same as you get from a domestic tap. That's the same, but it's the power of the ultrasound that we give to the bubbles that's different. Now, on the high power setting, you wouldn't put your hand in there. That's designed to get rid of really tough things, tough stains off tough substrate.
So like grease off a mic off a Pyrex dish or something like that?
Something like that, or an oil rig, you know, pipes in an oil rig. Because the good thing about this, it's very portable. You could even fit a nozzle onto something like a fire extinguisher, and a member of the emergency services could carry it around with them in case they got into an emergency situation and need to clean off some chemical spill very quickly. So you've got that high power action, but then we have a low power one, and that is the one that is more suitable for salads or flesh.
So a vibrating little bubble of air, I suppose, yes. The surface tension at the edge of that is enough to dislodge a particle that's stuck onto something. If you work on the car and change the plugs, your hands are all covered in black oil, burned out oil, yes. And dust and everything. And you go in, you can't take it off with soap. You have to use stuff called Swarfiga if it's still in.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Now, would your gadget manage to take such the dirt off your hands without having to resort to washing up liquid or Swarfiga?
Yes, we have taken a number of... initially, they were model hands, rubber hands, because you have to go to do... For a physicist like me, to do human experimentation, there's a lot of legal loopholes to jump through. So we've made rubber hands, and we've put oil on them, oil with grit in. We've put all sorts of things on them. We've put on them the kind of fluorescent dye that people use to test how well people clean their hands. And all of these have been cleaned off with this cold water, with a very little bit of surfactant added, something like the dilution of the fairy liquid, well, washing up liquid that you would put in your kitchen sink. But our next generation of products doesn't need any additives at all. It runs straight with tap water.
So this will just be then a component that anybody with a kitchen sink can buy and stick it on the end of the tap and switch it on and off depending on what cleaning effects they want from it.
That's right. A single nozzle. At the moment, we the components to build a single nozzle, the most expensive component in there is about €20. So it's affordable. But we're buying the components one at a time. Now, if ever a manufacturer is producing a large number, they can bulk buy and get the cost down. But it's not just important in the home. For industry, it's important because you can clean, you know, all the machinery that you use for manufacturing food or pharmaceuticals. Most of manufacturing needs a clean surface. If you're going to bond or glue two things together, you've got to get rid of the grease first.
Tim, it sounds like a fantastic idea, and €20 ain't that bad. And as you're saying, if it goes into mass production, it'll be a lot cheaper. Anyway, for the moment, Tim, thank you very much indeed. And we wait until it arrives on ourselves. Sounds like a good idea, ain't it, doesn't it? Would you rush out and buy one yourself?
Well, I certainly would. Anything that saves water has to be commended in this day and age. And if it cleans better than ordinary water, how bad is that?